Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem. We are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamites Amid Beis Bizman Shehakoyhanim Mevorchin Es Ha'am. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Elka Bas Rabbi Huda Doiv and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Meshel. So we are continuing to discuss the sugya of Birchas Koyanim. In fact, today's daf is part three of this three daf sugya tucked away in Perek Eluna Marin, the seventh Perek of Masechet Sota. Zok de Gemara, Bizman Sheh Koyhanim Mevarchin Es Ha'am, Mohen Oimen. So when the Koyhanim are duchening, the Am is standing, they're receiving the bracha. Asks the Gemara, what is the Am supposed to say? Now, clearly implied in the question is that the Am is supposed to say something. The question is, what is it that they're supposed to say? So Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Chizda that the Kohanim are going to give the Yidden three brachas, and la'umas that, they're supposed to recite three psukim. The psukim are as follows. So the Gemara is going to mention a few v'goymers. We're going to get the short version, but I think it's kedai, l'man ha'emes, to read the entire pasuk. The psukim are in Tehillim Perek Kuf Gimel. Baruch Hashem Alachav Giborei Koyach Oisei Devarei L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvarei. That's the first pasuk. The second pasuk is Baruch Hashem Kol Tzevaav Mesharsav Oisei Ritzoinei. And the third pasuk is Baruch Hashem Kol Maisav B'Kol Mekoymois Memshaltoi Baruchi Navshi Es Hashem. Says the Gemara, B'Musvei D'Shabbat Mahin. When the Kohanim would duchen Musaf on Shabbos, Yontif, what would they say then? Meaning it's implied that the psukim that the Yidden are going to say during Birchas Koyanim should be different if the duchening is happening be Moisachoil or if it's happening be Yimei Shabbos. If that's the case, we just mentioned what the psukim are for Yimei Chol. What should they be for Yom Musvei de Shabbat? Amar Rabasi. Rabasi said it's the following three psukim. Shira Malois Hinei Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Avdi Hashem Oim De Beveis Hashem Balelois. Number two, Suyu Deichem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. And number three, Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shoichen Yerushalayim Haleluka. Now, these three psukim are a little bit interesting because the first two psukim are in Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Dalet and the third pasuk is in Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Hei. So the Gemara asks that why we take two psukim and kuf lamed dalet, and then the third pasuk is in third lamed hey. Valeima nami, there's a third pasuk in kapitel kuf lamed dalet, which goes in succession to the previous two. That would seem to be ma'od matin. The pasuk says yivarecha Hashem mitzion. Oisei Shamayim Va'aretz. L'chura, so freak the Gemara, that pasuk dichsid ba'hu in Yono. Shouldn't you say that? Omar Yehuda Brei de Rab Shimon Ben Pazi mitoich shehizchol bebrachosov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu misayim bebrachosov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason is because that third pasuk is inconsistent with the previous two psukim. Meaning all three psukim talk about bracha. Shir Hamalois Hine Borchu as Hashem, Kolabdi Hashem, the Oimdeves Hashem Baleilois. Su Yudechem Koidesh U Borchu as Hashem. Yuvarecha Hashem Mitzion, Oise Shemayim Vorets. Three psukim in succession that all clearly talk about bracha. But the difference is the first two psukim are talking about the Yidin giving bracha to Hashem. The third pasuk is Yuvarecha Hashem. Hashem is going to give you bracha. Mitzion, from Tzion, Oise Shemayim Vorets. So being that the three psukim are not consistent with each other, so therefore we start with the first two, which are brachas that we're giving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we add a pasuk from the next parak in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem. Simply to be consistent. And just to be clear, it's not so much that we don't want that the psukim that the Yidden are saying during Birchas Koyanim to be psukim that mention the bracha that Hashem gives us. In fact, some of the psukim that are mentioned mean that. The idea is that we want it to be consistent. And being that there's an inconsistency, that's the nekuda, and that's why we have two psukim from Kuf Lamed Daled and one pasuk from Kuf Lamed Hei. B'minchasa de Tanesa Mayamri. What would the psukim that the Am would say during Birchas Koyanim, Mincha on a Tainis? Now, this is interesting because ordinarily, by Mincha, there's no duchening, even in Eretz Yisrael. Even by the Svardim, there's no duchening when it comes to Mincha. What's the reason? The reason is because we're worried about shichras, because mincha comes after lunch, and sometimes it's possible that a person could drink wine and a shikr is not allowed to duchen. The one time that you're not worried about shichras by mincha is on a tainis, and that's why the mincha de tanesa they used to duchen. Either way, what would the psukim that was said then? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, they would say the following three psukim. Im avoineinu onu bonu ase laman shemecha ki rabu meshuv aseinu l'chachatano. This is in Yirmiyahu Perek Yudal. Then they would say the next pasuk: Mikveh Yisrael Moshiach Yisara Lamosiyak Keger Baaretz Ukaireach Not Alalun. And then finally the next pasuk: Lamosiyak Ish Nidam Kikibel Yuchal Yisheva Atobik Kirbeinu Hashem V'Shimcha Aleinu Nikra Al Tanicheinu Upsukim that are very much consistent with the theme of the time. It's been the Ilu the Yom Kippurim Mayim. What was the brachas that was said by the Am b'shachas birchas kohenim on Nila on Yom Kippur? Amar Marzutra, the Amri Lasam say b'masnisa tana psukim again in Tehillim, kapitol kuf chav ches. Hine kichin yivarech gav yirei Hashem. Yivarech Hashem yitzin urei betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecha urei vonim levonecha shalom al Yisrael. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so we know now that when the kohanim were duchening and they were giving us brachas, so the Yidin would respond with brachas or psukim of their own. Says the Gemara, Heichon Oimran, where exactly were these brachas said? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Bein kol brachu bracha, in between each bracha. So Birchas Kohanim is made up of three psukim, and in between, or immediately after each one of the brachas, the Am would recite one of these psukim. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes said, Bahaskaras Hashem, that they were said during the Haskara of Hashem, meaning in each one of the psukim, you mention Hashem's name, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem, Ponevelach v'chunach, Yiso Hashem, Ponevelach v'yosim v'chashalim. So it was during the mention of the Shem Hashem, that's when these psukim were mentioned. So either it's after the three psukim, or it's during the three Haskaras of the Shem Hashem. But either way, it's Pasha, it's three Lo'umas, three. That's how we come up with this number. Pligiba, Zok de Gemara, Rav Mori v'Rav Zvid. Rav Mori v'Rav Zvid had another machloikis as it relates to how exactly these psukim were meant to be recited. Chanamu one said, psukah l'gabal psukah. One said, the way we've been explaining it up until this point, that during each pasuk, you mention what? So whether it's after each pasuk, or whether it's during each haskara of the Shem Hashem, but it's three l'umas three. Chanamu, the other one said, al kol psukah amaluhu l'kulu. It's not three for three, meaning one for each one, but rather all three psukim, either for each pasuk or for each haskara of the Shem, meaning the two machloikis and anatoli zebezeh. One machloikis is, do you mention it after the pasuk, or do you mention it during the haskara of the Shem Hashem? The other machloikis is it one pasuk for each haskara, or is it all three psukim for each one of the haskaras? Amar Rav Chiya Rabba, kol ha'omrim b'gvulin ein yalotai. Any person that mentions these psukim in the gvulin is making a mistake, meaning, we saw in the Mishnah, and we're going to see more at the end of today's daf, that there were many differences between Birchas Koyanim in the Beis HaMikdash and Birchas Koyanim in the Gvulin. One of the differences, says Rav Chiya Bar Abba, is this halacha. That the Am is supposed to say psukim at the time of Birchas Koyanim, Marked Islay, Marked Islay, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. But if somebody would say it in the Gvulin, Einoy Elotoya, he's making a mistake. Now what's the reason that it would be a mistake? So Rashi says, "Shloi niskenu loymar elu lechvoid shem hamiyuchad haniska b'mikdash." Because the whole tachlis and the whole reason we're mentioning these psukim are less related to the bracha, more related to the haskara of the shem hamiyuchad. And the shem hamiyuchad was only mentioned during the Birchas Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't mentioned in the Gvulin, and as a result, in the Gvulin, there's really no mocking for this. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papi teido dimen mikdash nami boy mi boy lemei mirinu. I'll bring you a raya that if somebody says it, even in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Yalotaya, meaning Rab Chanina Bar Papa is about to argue on everything that we just said. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, don't say these psukim. Why? Think about it logically. You have an Eved, he's getting a bracha from his master, and he's saying words, he's mumbling, you listen. That's really the appropriate thing to do. So, Luchura, it's just Teda. I mean, what's the raya? The raya is svara, logic. It just doesn't make sense that if you're getting a bracha, that you shouldn't be saying anything. The right thing to do is to be quiet. And as a result, I disagree with this whole premise, said Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, teda de begvulin nami b'boilim imrenu. I'll prove to you logically that you should say it, and not only should you say it, you should say it in the Gvulin as well. Why? Does it make sense that someone's giving you a bracha and you're just quiet? You don't say a word. If somebody gives you a matana, you're supposed to say shkayach. You're supposed to be appreciative of what just happened. And our psukim that we recite is our way of showing appreciation. Now, if that's the case, says Rabbi Bar Chanina, not only is it okay to say it, but even in the gvulin. Meaning, till now we said that the only place to say it would be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's because the havana, the logic, the svara behind saying it is related to the Shem HaMiyuchid. A b'snok Rabbi Bar Chanina has nothing to do with the Shem HaMiyuchid. This is parshin menschlichkeit. Someone's giving you a brach, you say shkoyach. And these psukim is your way of saying shkoyach. Amar Rabbi Avoh said, Mirei Shav Amino, I used to say lo. Meaning, I used to say these psukim. Keep the chazin alu the rab abedem in aku the way amalu. But then I saw the rab abedem in aku didn't say it. I know nami lo yamin alu. I stopped saying it as well. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. Very short, very quick, and that is the different psukim that the am is supposed to say or not supposed to say. Shiloh went to say at the time of Birchas Kohanim. So I just want to mention one thing, hit the pause button for a second, and that is, a lot of people, by us and the Chabura, were tumbling, pre-game, post-game, live, Zoom. The minig Yisrael is that at the time of Birchas Kohanim, we say Hatavas Chaloyim. And the question is, what's Pashup Shat? Like, why would we say Hatavas Chaloyim, and how does that come in to Birchas Kohanim? So the emes is, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says in Masechtas Brachos daf nun hey amedeis ameimar umarzucha v'ravashi haviyasvi b'hadi adadi. They were all sitting together. These great amayurah, amri kol chad v'chad minon. So they decided that they're gonna go through this exercise. Each person lema milsud leishmiel leilachafer. Everybody should say something that they know for sure the other person never heard. Pasik chad minay. We don't know who said what. But one of the Amiram got up and he said, Hayman dechazeh chelma v'leyodem achaz. If a person had a dream and he doesn't know exactly what the nature of this dream is, leikim kami kahani be'inna de parzi yodayu. He should get up at the time that the kahanim aduchening, v'lei mahachi, it should say the follows. Ribbono shel olam, ani shalach, I'm yours, v'chaloy moysei shalach, and my dreams belong to you as well. Chaloyim chalamti ve'eni yedeho mahu. Ben shechalamti al atzmi, ben shechomu li chaverai, uben shechalamti al acher. Im toivim heim chaskeim ve'amtseim kechaloyim moysav shal yoytzef. Ve'im tzrichem refua refoim kimei mora al yedei moyshin rabbeinu uchemiriam yitzarato uchechizkiyo mechoyoy ukemei yirichoy al yedei alisha ukeshem shafachta kilas bilam arash al avrocho kein hafoich kol chaloyim moysay olay letoivo. Umesayim bahada kahani the oni tzibur amen. And you should try to be mechaven that you should finish a mamish at the time that the olam is going to say amen. So the kilu, there'll be an amen also on this tefillah that you just said. So the makar to the minig of saying atavas chaloyim is a mefurish gemara. And this gemara, not surprisingly, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, erichayim simin kuf lamed. There's a whole simin ubay seif echad rebbeinu shal olam sha'omrim b'shas nesias kapayim. Chaver says as follows: man dechaza chelma v'lo yada mai chaza. Nekon kami kahani b'shasha oylem leduchan v'nei mahachi rebbeinu shel oylem with the ganze nosach. So this is a simen, not just a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that this is the appropriate thing to do. Now there's a lot of Mishnah Berurahs here that go through some of the fine details of this halacha, but the first ha'ara is that you say in the Gemara, and it's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch as well, man dechaza chalma v'lo yada ma'chazya. It sounds like this is only negay, someone that had a dream. He doesn't know what the dream means, so then you should say it. But let's say someone didn't have a dream, or he has a dream, v'yada ma'chaza, so it doesn't sound like that really this halacha should apply. So the question is, why is everyone doing it? Meaning, the Gemara sounds like that if you're a person, punkt, had a certain dream, so do this, hatavas chalayim, say this nusach at the time of duchening. But it doesn't sound like this is supposed to be part of the nusach hatvilo, that every single person should be doing this. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really, mi'ikra din, that's the way it should be. But being that we don't duchen every single day, we only duchen, again, this is b'nei chutz la'aretz, b'nei ashkenaz, mi yontif li yontif. So it's not mistaber that from yontif to yontif you didn't have a dream somewhere along the way where you lo yada maichasa, and as a result this is something that you can do. The problem that the Mishnah Berurah discusses is, what about the second day yontif? This is already the next day, so why are you saying it's in tzveitin mo? So he mutches, I am bebir alacha, and he says ve'efshe dechoshesh in shema chomu acherim aleihem belailuzu. Could be that second Hatavas Chaloyim, the second Nusach, is not because maybe you had a dream. So if you had a dream, then okay, that's easy. But maybe someone else had a dream about you, and that's part of the Nusach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But either way, it's based on a Mefurish Gemara, and it's based on a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's just kedai to mention that this Inyan is brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh as well. The Zohar says, V'toni tana kamedir epshemen, dover be'itai, hayman de metzoir bechelme. Somebody that has tsar because of a bad dream that he had, lacy b'shaita the kahani parsi yodayo, he should go at the time that the kahani maduchening v'leimen, he should say, Ribbono shel olam, ani shalach, v'chaloyim moysnei shalach v'chulu. Amai, what's the reason? Mishum da'hi shaita, because at that time, ishtakhu rachme ba'almen kulu. There's a tremendous rachamim in all the ulamos. Umandi yiveit sloisei b'tzarei. To be medayik to lashon of the Zohar. And if somebody davens at that time, mitoich tzar, umandi yiveit sloisei b'tzarei. That's what the Zohar says. Is hafach leidina l'rachmi. This din that he might have is going to be behapach for rachamim. And the emes is, if you look one page earlier in the Zohar, this is in Parshas Nasai, in Kuf Mem Zayin. Incidentally, the longest Zohar is in Parshas Nasai, Kiyidua, the longest Medrash Rab is in Parshas Nasai, the longest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Nasai. But the Zohar says as follows, Tana, Bahi shaita the kahana paris yadai. The time that the kahana maduchanin tzricha amal lemesav b'dechilu be'imasa. So the Olam has to sit with Yira. Incidentally, there's a whole discussion. Is the Zohar saying it's supposed to sit during Birchas Kainim? We know we stand. But either way, Tzrichin Amal Mesa B'Dechilu Be'emeso, V'Linda Dahi Shaita. And he has to know, Linda means Lodas. You have to know that at that time, Idon Re'usa Ishtakech B'Kula Almen. There's an Eis Rotzen in all the Ilamois. Umisbarchen Ilon V'Tatohen. And this bracha that's literally being showered, Sayin Del Yoinim and Sayin De Tachtoinim. V'Leis Dino B'Kulu. And there's no din that could be shoylet in all that bracha that right now is flowing in the Elyonim and the Tachtoinim, for Ushaita de Iskali Stima Atika de Atika Bezer Ampin, above my pay grade, the Ishtakach Shlomo Bekula, and the Shalom and all the spheres and all the different Olamas. But the bottom line is that the Zman of Birchas Koyanim is an incredible, incredible Eis Rotzen, the Leis Dino Bekulu. There's no din during that time. And as a result, the person is supposed to acknowledge that and he's supposed to reckon with that. One of the themes we saw here in the Sugi of Birchas Koyanim is that the more the person's Machshav the Bracha, the more the bracha is chal. That's why the chevra that are standing behind the kayanim don't get the bracha. Rashi says, because if you're not machshiv the bracha, you're not getting the bracha. And I think that's the nekuda that the Zohar is saying, that the person has to know. Velinda, you should know this, because the more you know this, and the more you understand it, and the more you internalize it, the more shayach you're now going to be to the bracha. So what's the short answer? Why is it that we do atavas chaloyim at the time of brachas kayanim? So the makar is a gemara, it's a simon in shulchan aruch, shtate in Zohar as well. But the Zohar gives a time. The Zohar says, because it's an eis rachamim. And the bottom line is, in an eis rachamim, you can make things go away. Once upon a time, people were much more sensitive to dreams than we are today. Yosef HaTzadik and his chaloymes, and Paray and his chaloymes, etc., etc. The inkan mekoymer laharech. But really, the takeaway is that it's not just an eis rotzen for chaloymes. It's an eis rotzen mamish for all inyanim, bel yoyne v'tachtoinim v'lesbu dinam. Mamish is no din that could be shoylet. And it sounds a little bit, could be, it's totally kafi how much the person's machshev it. And that's why the Zohar is emphasizing reminder, which is something we saw in Rashi and our sugya, that the more a person is machshav the bracha, the more the bracha is going to be chal for him. Either way, we're about to digress for a moment. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Avo used to say the brachas at the time that the kayhanim were duchening. But then he saw Rabbi Abedim and Aku who didn't say it, and he said, okay, if Rabbi Abedim and Aku is not saying it, I'm also not going to say it. So the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit more about Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Abedim and Aku. I used to say in Vesonano. So Rabbi Avo said, I always thought I was an onuf. Even the chazina later, Rabbi Abedim and Aku, the Omar. But then I saw Rabbi Abedim and Aku that he got up to Darshan and he said chataima. For Omar Amayri chataima. So this is something that came up a few times recently. That once upon a time, the sages that would get up and give the rushes, they had a gabba. So they would say something shtilahed, and then somebody would bellow out what exactly it was that he just said. So Rabbi Avo said that I observed Rabbi Abedim and Aku that he would tell his Amayra, his maturgamon, what he wants to say, and the maturgamon would get up and he would butcher it, and he didn't say what he told him to say. V'loy kapit. And I never saw Rab Abedim and Akko budge. He never had any kpeidah. Amino, I said, love into the son of Anav. Ich bin ist ein Anav. That's an Anav. So he said, I used to always think that I'm an Anav, but then I realized this is the Spitz Anivas. Okti Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Avo had a Shaychas Tanivas, albeit maybe not on the same level as Rabbi Abed Menachos. It says the Gemara, my invasanuse de Rabbi Avo. The Amrle de Visu da Amore de Rabbi Avo. The Divise de Rabbi Avo. This is classic because the wife of Rabbi Avo's Meturgimim once told Rabbi Avo's own wife, Hadi don loit sarach le didach. Because I know my husband works for your husband, but really you should know that my husband doesn't really need you. The reason he bends down to listen to what he's saying, and then afterwards he goes up and he's his chayzer, yukar ba'amahu da'avaleh, he's just giving him kavod, of a main nish, that really he's epis better, and that's why your husband is Drashiva, and my husband is only the maturgament. So the Gemara says, what did Rabbi Vo's wife do? Ozla defisev, amrleh the Rabbi Vo. She says, you're not going to believe what the maturgament's wife told me today. Amalas, he told her, he says, no, why do you care? Miniu, minei, iskalusi. He says, at the end of the day, through the two of us, it's being Nisrabik Vajramayim. That's the only thing that matters. Don't take it so seriously. And the Gemara says, this was an anova that you see Rabbi Vo had. And Masha says that there seems to be a parallel between the two stories. Meaning, Rabbi Vo's anova was chal in the way he interacted with his maturgamen. And he always was very, in his mind, thought it was a good thing. Wow, in Venisana, I know. Right, but then when he saw the way Rabbi Abba ben Akko, he interacted with his maturgamen, which was even more chash. That's when he said, "I see, I still have some work to do." Another story that brings out the incredible anova of Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo once had an opportunity to become the Rashiva, to become the Nasi. But given the chazal, Rabbi Abba ben Akko didn't officially bali chayvus. But somebody told him that Rabbi Abba ben Akko was struggling mightily financially. He said he had a lot of chayvus. Amar Lahusi told the oilam ikar Rabbi, there's somebody that's bigger than me. Give him the shteller instead. What does becoming the Nasi have to do with getting rid of all your chayvus? So this Rashi is a classic Rashi. We've mentioned this Rashi in the past, because Rashi says, because just like the Gemara says regarding the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen HaGadol Me'echav, Yumud Yudchesam and Aleph, Gadleyu Mishal Echav, the same is true as it comes to the Nasi as well. So if somebody became Nasi, he became a Gvir. It was Torah V'gdul B'malka Mechad on the spot. And if that's the case, said Rabbi Avo, he says, I don't need the money so much. I know Rabbi Abed Ben Akku does. So he said, give him the shteller better. He said, as Gresifimir, he's better than me. Like this, he would be able to get out of his financial situation, which is an incredible godless of Rabbi Avo. Another story about Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, iklu lahu asro. They once came to a certain place, and they were both given the opportunity, the covet, to get up and give a drasha. Rabbi Avo doresh bagadata. Rabbi Avo spoke in agadata, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba doresh bishmaitza. He got up and he gave a lamda. So who did the ilum go to? Who's shir? It's a mafurish gemara. Shavku kuli amd Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Nobody went to listen to the lamda of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. V'azal legabe to Rabbi Avo, and everybody went to Rabbi Avo's. Bissel meir tesant, and everybody wanted to hear the agadata shir. Snop the gemara cholish daite. You have to take notes on this gemara. So everybody, so when Rabbi Chiya bar Abba saw that nobody came to his shir, he had chalishas hadas. Amalei, so Rabbi Avo goes to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and he says, "Emshel lecha moshel mad avadayim." I'll explain to you what a moshel, what just took place. The shnei bnei yadim, there were two people. Achad moicha avanim tayvis. One of them was selling very expensive diamonds. The echad moicha minei sitkes. And the other person was selling pieces of wood, billiger stuff. If both of these people come to town and they want to sell their wares, so who's everybody going to jump on? On the person that's selling sitkis. Why? Because that's Saivel Soicher, that people could afford. How many people could afford it? So he says, you don't understand. I was saying Shir and Agadata. Agadata, yeah, of course everybody's interested. It's easy. But you're saying Shir and Grace Alumdis. You're saying it's right. Everybody understands it. So don't think, Chalila, that the reason people are coming to hear my share versus your share is because I'm saying better. No, it's because you're fakoifing something that you carry him a pninim. You're fakoifing avonim toivis. And because you're fakoifing avonim toivis, that's where everyone's going to you. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Rabbi Avo realized Rabbi Chiya bar Abba really had Chalisha Sadas. Even though he tried being Menachem him, but he could tell it didn't work 100%. So Mar says, "Kol yoyim ha'adam malav Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'Rabbi Avo adu shpize." Every day, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would be malav Rabbi Avo. He would walk Rabbi Avo home, give him kavod, till he got to the place that he was staying. Mishum yikar de bekesa. And the reason he gave all this kavod to Rabbi Avo is because of yikar de bekesa, which not for now, but Rashi gives us some of the Maror Mekoyimis. Yodur, Rabbi Avo was a person that was considered very, very choshev by the keser, very, very respected by the umbay Yisna'olam. So because of that kavod, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would always walk Rabbi Avo home. But that day, Rabbi Avo felt that let me walk Rabbi Chiya bar Abba until the place that he's staying. Pasha to be mechazik him a little bit. L'maisa, he had no yishev adas. This was something that still bothered him. Either way, an interesting Gemara, where the Gemara seems to say that the Olam is more interested in hearing Agadato than they are in hearing Lomdis. But the moshel the Rabbi Avo used to explain this phenomena was that agadata is leicht. It's sitkis. It's something that everybody understands. It's easy. It's
Geschmack, and as a result, that's why people are coming. You say Shir Lomdus, so that's Avonim Toivus. That's already something that's a bit more tired. It's not something that everybody has a Shaychus to. But I think it's just Kedai to mention the Chassam Sofer and Teiris Moshe and Parshas Beshalach. The Pasuk describing the month says, V'hu kizera gad lovon, v'tamoy kitzapiches bidvash. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, why are we comparing the man to Gad? So the Gemara says, because Gad is Miloshen Agada, Divrei Agada. And just like Divrei Agada is Moshech, so too the man was Moshech as well. Why was the man Moshech? Because it tasted really good. In fact, it tasted like anything that you wanted it to taste like. So the Gemara uses Divrei Agada as the mashal to explain the man, which is the nimshal. Divrei Agada is something that's Moshech. So on that same level, you find this inyan that the man had this koich hamashicha. So the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says that tachzach, in this mashal of Kizera Gad, you see a tremendous oimek. Sayin the man and sayin Divrei Agada. Poshup shat, so the man. It was Meyerdik. Why was it Meyerdik? Because it tasted like anything you wanted it to taste like. So if you're in the mood of meat, it tasted like meat. And if you're in the mood of fish, it tastes like fish. If you wanted a dessert, the coffee, so that's what it tasted like. Right? It was something that was able to taste like anything you wanted it to taste like. So it's Moshech. It's like Divrei Agada, that's Moshech. But the emes is, we know that the man, le'nitna toira elo lo'ichle aman, the Gemara refers to it as lechem abirim, lechem shemalachi ashoris oichle noisle. That the man had tremendous oimik. It had tremendous tifkeit. Divrei Agada, says the Chassam Sofer, is the same way. Superficially, it looks like easy, it's geschmack, it's moishech, but really all the soidus and the pnimiyas ha-Torah were neskala through Divrei Agada. All the Divrei Agada that we have in Shas is really a mask in a very leichte way. It's a mushal to a nimshal, which is Torah ha-soid, it's Torah ha-emes. Since says the Chassam Sofer, this mushal of the mon being kizer agad, being like Divrei Agada, is true in the chitzonius level and it's true in the pnimiyas level. The mon bechitzonius tasted very geschmack. It's like Divrei Agada, that's moishech bechitzonius. Oh, but pnimius is lechem abirim, it's lechem shemalachi asharis oichle noisoi, which is exactly what Divrei Agada is. Divrei Agada is the deepest of the deep, and it's mamish that inyan that has a tremendous oimik. Either way, that's this mashal of Kizera Agada. What comes to mind is Chidushe Rabbeinu Eliyahu Gutmacher, right in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, where he said Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi who was coming to be Mefarish, Shaila Rashi and Tainis is Rashi, but that aside, who was coming to be Mefarish Masechtas Tainis, and he had to say a ganze tefillah, and he said because Rashi HaKadosh, who was Mefarish every single Masechta and Shas, so that's what Rashi did. But Masechtas Tainis, which is all Agadata, and really has to be Megalo Pnimius HaTorah, so he said a bezundere tefillah to go ahead and make sure he's going to have the necessary Siyata Deshmaya when it comes to Divrei Agada. So it's true, Rabbi Avohu told Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, yeah, everyone's coming to Agada because it's Moshech. Oh, but don't think that this Moshel of Sitkis, it's a Biligazach, Divrei Agada. If I cared, it's the deepest of the deep. It's a Moshel and an Imshel. Divrei Agada is really a Moshel and it's hiding secrets that if I cared, we're not meant to be Neskala. And it's precisely for that reason that it's clothed in the way that it's called. So we just mentioned the Psukim that the Am is supposed to say at the time of Birchas Kohenim. So the Gemara goes now and digresses, what it always does in Divrei Agada. May inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Bizman sheshliach tzibur oimre moidim. Ha'am mahim oimre. And again, this question presupposes a hanacha. And that is that at the time that the shliach tzibur says moidim, the oilam has to say something. And the question is, what exactly are they supposed to say? The Velt says that the reason it's poshit that we need to say moedim at the time that the Shliach Tzibur says moedim is because Chazaras Hashatz really is Shemei Kaina. The whole original takana, the institution of Chazaras Hashatz is to be moitzi someone that doesn't know how to daven himself. So to be moitzi somebody with Vela Malshinim and Ala Tzadikim and Tka B'Shoifer, Shemei Kaina. But to be moitzi someone with moedim, that's already something that you can't do. Moedim dafman alein zogen. So we're making a hanocha that for sure we need to save something by moedim. The question is, what exactly do we say? Omer Rav, Rav said, "Moedim anachnu lach Hashem alikenu al she'anu moedim lach." V'shmul amar elikei kol baser al she'anu moedim lach. Rav Simoi, Omer Yitzenu Yitzib Reishes al she'anu moedim lach. Nardoi Amri Mishmed Rav Simoi Brachis Vaidoi Sashem Chagadol al she'chiyisanu v'kiyamtanu al she'anu moedim lach. Rav Acher Bayakim Mesayim Bahachi Kain Techayenu Uschanenu Uskapzenu V'sasuk Gol Yisenu Lachasuk Kachach Lushmar Kulkach Lachasuk Sain Chabalei V'Sholim al she'anu moedim lach. Amar Papa, so Papa heard all these different pshatim, and he said, "Hilkach." named Rinu Lekulu. That being that there's a machloikis and there's so many different shot in what you're supposed to say, therefore you should say everything. The Beis Yosef and Erechaim Simon Kuf Chav Zayin says, this is why the Moedim that the Olam says, when the Shliach Tzivah says Moedim, is referred to as Moedim de Rabbanon. Because the Nusach was really a compilation of all the Rabbanon. This Rav said this, and this Amayra said that, and what did Rapapa say? Hilkach Neimrinu Lekulu. You're supposed to say everything. This is the origin of that Nusach that's known as Moedim de Rabbanon. Zok to Gemara. We return to Birchas Kainim. Am Rav Yitzchok Loilam Te'im HaTzibur Alecha. A person should always have covet and fear of the Tzibur. Right, Emes Tzibur doesn't mean you should be shaking because you have to get up and say something in front of an Olam. That's not the point. It's not the fear of public speaking. But you should have a yirah for them. You should give them the proper respect. Why? Because the Kehanim, when they were duchen, they would face the Am. What does that mean? It means their backs are towards the Aron Kodesh, towards the Sefer Torah. What gives the Kehanim a right to get up by the podium with their backs to the Aron Kodesh? The Teretz is because they're giving kavod to the tzibur. So you see what emas tzibur is. You see the kavod that someone has there for the tzibur. Rav Nachman Amar Meihacha, he learned it from a pasuk by David HaMelech. It says, Vayokam David HaMelech al raglo vayoyma. And he said, Shema'uni achi ve'ami. So says the Gemara, im achi lama ami, vim ami lama achi. L'chura, David HaMelech is referring to the Olam as my brothers, also as my nation. Now David HaMelech is the king. The king refers to the Olam as Achai? No, it's Ami. That would be the appropriate way. If you listen to me, Achai, then you're my brothers. Ami, then you're going to be my nation. And I'm going to treat you the way a king is supposed to treat. But the point is that if you behave, Achai, atem. And that's based on this Indian. Even David, who's a melech, and Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Shetei Masay Alecha, they're supposed to have fear for you. But a melech is also supposed to have aim for the tzibur. You learn it from David HaMelech. Rabbanan Amri Meihach. Rabbanan learned it from somewhere else, also from Birchas Kayanim. How so? The Tan Rabbanan Inak Kehanim Rashom Lalvis Besandaleim Leduchan. The Kehanim, when they go up to Duchan, they're not allowed to go up wearing their shoes, their sandals. Vezeu Achas Mitesha Takonoi Shehiskin Rabbi Yechem Etzake. This is one of the 9 takonis that was instituted by Rabbi Yechem Etzake. My time, what's the reason? So the Rabbanan said, Lamishum Kovet Tzibur. Isn't it because you have to have Kovet to the Tzibur? And the Pshat is, Rashi says, that if the sandals are going to be dirty, then it's not going to be covered for the tzibur. So someone's getting up, and he's addressing the tzibur, and he looks unkempt. He's getting up with dirty shoes. Not covered tzibur. So the Rabbanan said, probably that's the reason that you're not allowed to duchen with your sandalayin. And if that's the case, this is a makar. You need a pasuk for it. From the takon of Rabbi Yechem and Zaka, you know this inyan, that a person has to have aimer for the tzibur. I'm Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, loy, hasam, there. The reason is, shema nifsiko loy ritsua besandalay. We're concerned that if you're going to get up wearing your sandals, maybe one of the strings are going to tier, the hadar azal mikderei, and the kohen is going to go off the duchen. He's going to go off the podium to tie his shoe. The amri, and people are going to say that, you know why he got off? You know why he's not duchening? Because ben gerusha oy ben chalutzo, and they're going to start being ma'arer on his yichas, and that's the reason. It has nothing to do with covered for the tzibur. Uben mikdash bracha achas v'kulam. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed birchas kohenim, specifically how it was in the Medina and how it was in the Mikdash. And the Mishnah said, in the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, B'medina oimer oisa sholish brachas. In the Medina, Birchas Kohanim was 3 brachas, u'b'mikdash bracha achas. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was only 1 bracha. Mishnah continued and said, B'mikdash oimer es Hashem k'chsovoy. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would say the Shem Havaya the way it's written, u'b'medina b'kinuya. But in the Medina, they wouldn't say it the way it's written, but rather they would say it with a kinuy. Rashi says, in the Medina, the Kehanim would hold their hands shoulder high. In the Beis HaMikdash, because the Shekhinah was shayra on the fingers, so it would be on top of their heads. Rabbi Yehuda said, even the Kohen Gadol used to do this. Either way, so we have some of the differences. This is what the Gemara is about to discuss. Specifically, the first difference, that in the Mikdash is bracha achas, but in the Medina, it's 3 brachas. Why 1 bracha in the Mikdash, yet 3 brachas in the Medina? The reason is because in the Beis HaMikdash there was no Amen. Amen is something that was instituted in the Gevul. You hear a bracha, you say Amen. But in the Beis HaMikdash, if you heard a bracha, you didn't say Amen. So what's the Nakuda? three brachos require three amens. So in the Medina, when you're saying amen, you divide it into three. So you could say amen three times. But in the Mikdash, anyway's not saying amen. So if you're not saying amen, so therefore you do it as one long brach. Now, if you didn't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash, what did you say? So the Gemara is about to say, they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Va'ad. But Kinnira, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei three times, that also is not the Mahalach. So therefore, you wait until all the brachas are finished, and then you say Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Alayim Vod. So in the Medina, when you're saying Amen, Amen, I'll call bracha or bracha. As opposed to in the Mikdash, when you're not saying Amen, so it's Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Alayim Vod, that already it's too much to do, I'll call bracha or bracha. That's why we did it the way we did it. How do you know that in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't say Amen? It says the Gemara, it's learned out from a pasuk in Nechemya. So the pasuk over there says that the Levian said the following, Kumu Baruch Es Hashem Elokeichem, Min ha'olam ad ha'olam v'yivarchu shem kvaydecha umroimam al kol bracha usehila. So says the Gemara that from this pasuk you see that the bracha that was said in the Beis HaMikdash was a little bit different than the way we say brachas today, and the reaction, the response, was a little bit different than the way you say it, the way we do it now. So just to see it from the pasuk, and then we'll read the whole Gemara inside. Kumu baruchu es Hashem aleikeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. From here we learn, Rashi explains this, that the way you say a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash is you don't just say baruch atah Hashem, but it's baruch Hashem aleikei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Kumu baruchu es Hashem aleikeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. So that gets angebacked in the nusach ha'bracha. Baruch atah Hashem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Ayin nusach Rashi. And as it relates to the reaction, the response, that's also a little bit different. Because what does the pasuk say? Vivarchu Shem kvaydecha. That the olam that's listening to the bracha, what are they going to say? They're going to say baruch Shem kvayd machus ha'olam. But it's all learned out from here. So again, let's see the brayse inside. Tanur rabbi minayin she'inayin b'am b'mikdash Hashem akum baruchas Hashem alikeichem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Minayin shalko bracha u'bracha tihila. And how do you know that for each bracha that you hear, you should say baruch Shem kvayd machus ha'olam v'ad? She'nemar vivarchu Shem kvaydecha umroim akol bracha u'sehila akol bracha u'bracha tein loy sehila. So side the bracha is a little bit different, and side the reaction to the bracha is going to be a little bit different as well. So just a few ha'aris as it relates specifically to the last part of the daf. The first ha'ara is that when we hear a bracha, our reaction is amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, the response was Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Vod. And really, there's two questions that need to be asked. Number one, why don't you say amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Number two, why don't we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei in the Medina? Now, as it relates to why we don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Dvarim Yeduin, Ayin Marsha and Chedushei Agadis, right here on this Gemara, the Ayin Berelated Rate Bites. But just to say a Dover Chadash, why is it that in the Medina we don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod? I don't know, but maybe the Pshat is based on a dover nifla was state in the Siddur Agra. This is in the Avni Elio Chelik of the Siddur Agra. So this is the Shem de Vilna Goyen, and it's by Musaf on Sholish Regalim. So on Musaf on Sholish Regalim, we say, Yirotzei milfanecha, Hashem aleikeinu velekei aviseinu, melech rachem anshatoshev usrachim aleinu, ve'al miktoshcha berachamecha harabim, v'snivneu mehera, uskadol kevoida. And then we say a tefila, Avinu malkeinu, galei kvoid malchuscha aleinu mehera, doing a lot of davening today. But specifically, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. So the Goyen said, what's this tefillah of Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu? The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Vav, pasuk Beis, it's describing the Malachim. And it says, sheish knafayim le'echad. The angels had six wings. Sheish knafayim, sheish knafayim le'echad. Great, the Gemara, there's another pasuk in Yecheskel. This is by the Ma'aseh Merkava. Perek Aleph pasuk Vav, where the pasuk says, Va'arba knafayim le'achas. Slachastira. So do the angels have six knafayim? Well, they have four knafayim. Zok the Gemara, loy kasha. Kam bisman she beis hamikdash kayim. Kam bisman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. When the beis hamikdash was kayim, then the Malachim had sheish knafayim le'echad. And Yeshaya Navi, who lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, said that's the way he saw the Malachim, and that's why he describes sheish knafayim. Kam bezman she'ei Beis HaMikdash kayim. Yecheskel, who lived at the time of the Churban, so he sees the Ma'aseh Merkava, and he describes it as only being arba knafayim le'achas, because at the time of the Churban, they were already chaser two of the knafayim. Zok de Gemara,
Sokta Gemara, Haiminayu Imit, which one of the Knafayim do we not have today as a result of the Churban? Amrav Chanan Olam Arav, Oysen Sha'imrim Shira Behem. It's the two Knafayim that the Malachim used to sing Shira, Ksiv Hacha Beshtayim, Ya'oife, Vekaro Ze Elze, Viksiv Hasoyef, Hu Knafayim Ha'emtsoy. Either way, so the Vilna Goyen said a Dover Nifla. The Vilna Goyen said that the Sheish Knafayim that the Gemara is referring to, that Yeshaya Novi saw, Amirum is in the Pasik, Baruch Shem, Kivoid Malchusay La'olam Vad. Baruch, Shem, Kivoid, Malchusay La'olam Vad is 6 words. And those 6 words are Lu'umas, the Sheish Knafayim. And Bizman Shebeis Amikdash Yerkayim, that was the Gilu Shechina that was prevalent, that was manifest, that was being the scholar in the world. But then when the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, Kaviyachol, the Lashon of the Gemara is Nesmatu Kanfei Achayis. And two of those wings were lost. Which two wings? Kvoid Malchusai. Because that Darg of Shechina of Kvoid Malchusai is not something we have now that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's the four Knafayim that Yecheskel saw, because it was Nesmait in the Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai Lo'ilam Vod, because we're missing the Kvoid Malchusai. So the Goyen said, that's what we say in davening. Avinu Malkeinu, Gale Kvoid Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera. We're davening for the Beis HaMikdash. Of a specifically Kvoid Malchuscha, that the Kvoid Malchusai, those Knafayim, that's something that we should be Zeichet to. But Al Kaponim, so you see that this Inyan, this Darga of Baruch Shem, Kvoid Malchusai Lo'ilam Vod, Sheish Knafayim was in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's not something we had. Maybe that's the Oymik, that in the Makam HaMikdash, where you feel Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Eloi Mavod, Dort in Kemizog in Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Eloi Mavod. But outside the Makam HaMikdash, where you don't have the Kvayim Machus Eloi Mavod, Sakudi over there, we taki can't say Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Eloi Mavod. And as a result, what we say is, we say Omik. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is that the Mishnah said that BaMikdash Oimer Hashem Kichsavoy uBeMedina BeKinuyav. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen would duchen, he would say the Shem Hashem Kichsavoy, Rashi Yudkei, and in the Medina it was BeKinuyav. He would only say it BeAlef Dal. And what did the Yidden do when they heard the Shem Hashem, or when they heard the bracha? They would say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay Lo'ilavah. The Tosfos Yontif in Masechtas Yuma Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, he asks a Meirid Gakasha. The Mishnah over there is discussing the viduyim that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, "Bala Yitzel Sar Hamishtaleach V'Soy Mech Shtei Yadav Olavu Mesvade V'Kach Hayoymer Ano Hashem Avu Pashu Chatu L'Fenach Amcha Beis Yisrael Ano Bashem Kaprenol Avoynoitz V'Lapshoim V'Lachatoim She'Avu V'Shapashu V'Shachatu L'Fenach Amcha Beis Yisrael K'Kosav B'Tayrus Moshe Avdecha Ki Bayoym Modavening Azel Yichaper Aleichem L'Tar Reschem Mikol Chateisechem L'Fnei Hashem Titar." Talk to Mishnah with Danigin, Vakayanim, Va'am, Oim, the Bazaro, the Kayanim and the Om that were in the Azaro, Kishahu Shoimim, Shame Hamifirish, when they heard the Shame Hamifirish, Yoitse, Shu Yoitse, me pick Kayan Gadol. So what was their reaction? Hayu Kayrim, Umishtachavim, Vinoiflin, Alpineim, Va'omrim, Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, the Oilavot. So when they would hear the Shame, they would say Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, the Oilavot. But the Mishnah says they didn't just say Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, the Oilavot, but what they did was hayu koyrim umishtachavim v'noiflan al panei. Freak the Tosfos Yontif. Why is it that on Yom Kippur, when the Yidden heard the Shem Amafoyish Shnyoitzim Yipi Kohen Gadol, they said Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Eloi Mavod, but also koyrim umishtachavim v'noiflan al paneim? Yet in the Mishnah in Soita, where the Mishnah says that the Kehanim, when they duchen, they would say the Shem Hashem Kichsovay, it doesn't mention that they were koyrim umishtachavim. Azoy freak the Tosfos Yontif. And the Tosfos Yontif says that maybe the pshat is v'ulai tam adover k'mashach kosav hachocham ramoshe kardavero the Ramak, the Baal Tomei Devoir, b'soif avoydas yom ha-kippurim, at the end of his description of the avoyda on Yom Kippur, shebechol yoyim hoyu maskirim ha-koyhanim oysam b'birchas ha-koyhanim b'nokud alef dalet. So they, Kehanim, when they would be masked the Shem Hashem during the Duchening, they would say the Shem Havaya, but the Nekudas of the Shem Havaya were the Nekudas of the Aleh Dalet. Ubiyoim Zeh, but on Yom Kippur, Hayom Masker Ben Nikud Chaylam Segel Komet Segel, and it's for that reason, could be it as a Mova Chashivus, and that's why the reaction has to be Hayu Koyrim Umishtachav Evenoivlan Alpaneim, Va'oimrim Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchusay Loilam Vod. But it's the Rabbi Yaakov Emben, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in Lechem Shamayim, he says, Yesh Loimer are different mahalach to Edson the Kasha of the Tosfos Yontif. And that is
the Mishnah says,
and
it brings b'shem Darizal, that Darizal said that what's this lashon? The shem was yoytze mipi kohen gadol when the kohen gadol said the shem Hashem, when the name of Hashem was yoytze mipi kohen gadol. So Darizal said, because when the kohen gadol would say the shem Hashem on Yom Kippur, really he didn't say it. He didn't use his kli hadibur in order to utter the Shem Hashem, but rather the Shem Hashem was Yoytze mipi kohen gadol. It was a bechina of Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, that it literally came out by itself from the kohen gadol, and that's the diktuk said that Rizal kshayushoyim Shem amafoyrish shehu Yoytze mipi kohen gadol. And that Rizal said that the emes is this Indian is merumas and a gemara. It's in the Gemara Masech to Soita, Taflamet Chesam Rav, the Gemara that we learned right in the beginning of the Sugya. The Gemara says that what's the Makar? That Birchas Koyanim is supposed to be with the Shem Hashem. Because the Pasuk says, Bechol HaMokoyim Asher Askereshmi Avoy Eilecha Uveirachticha. Bechol Mokoyim Asher Askereshmi, every place of the Abishad that I'm going to mention my name, Avoy Eilecha Uveirachticha. And this is the Makar that the Koyanim, when they duchen, were able to mention the Shem Hashem. So the Arizal said, and that means the grammar in the Pasuk is off. Bechol HaMokim Ashetaskirishmi. I'm not the one, the Ebishter, that's saying the Shem Hashem. The Kayanim are the ones that are saying the Shem Hashem. So the Rizal said, Valdol lik the soid. That is an Indian that the Shem HaMefoyrish was Yoytze Mipikon Gadol. Now, to be clear, this Gemara is discussing the Birchas Kayanim for Nagan Siyar. That Rizal is talking about the Kayan Gadol on Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, in this Pasuk of Bechol HaMokim Asher Asker Shmi, Ova Elecho said that Rizal, that's the remez, that's the hint to this inyan that the Kongoda didn't use his clay hadibur, but rather it was kishayu shoyimim shem hamafoyrish shehu yoytze. It was yoytze me'elov mi pi koyin gadol. But Al Kaponim says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's pasha. That was dafka the Kongoda on Yom Kippur. But as it relates to the Kehanim that were always duchening, they didn't have that. As a result, the reaction had to be different. On Yom Kippur, when it's shchinim edaberes b'teich groinoy, kaviyochel, you're hearing what the Yidden heard at Har Sinai, anoichi v'lo yilucho, mi pi agvura shamanim. That level of hiskalus, but as it relates to when they heard the duchening, that they heard Taka the Shem Avaya, and they heard it from the Kayhanu, but it's not the same. And because it's not the same, it's not Mechayiv, the same reaction. That's what Yaakov Emden's Teretz to the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha in Lechem Shemayim on the Mishnah and Masechtas Yuma, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis, and that's the second Ara. The third and the final Ara is Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, Mita Abyssal. Alam the Sheknech, Avonim Toivos. And that is, so the Mishnah said, the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, Oimres Hashem Kichsavai. When the Kohen would duchin, he would say the Shem Hashem Kichsavai. Rashi B'Yudke. Ube Medina, but in the Medina, when the Kanyanim would duchin, B'Kinuyav. How would they say it? They would say it Ba'alif Dalet. If you look at Toisvis on Daf Lamed Chesamad Aleph, Dibra Maschul, Oy Enoy Elo B'Kinuy. So Toisvis quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hillel. Zoktaisis, Rabbeinu Hillel Pirish, Besifri, Bekinui, Kegoin, Kel, Elohim, Tzvokos. Rabbeinu Hillel said a very big chiddush. He said that when the Mishnah says that the Kehanim in the Medina were able to duchen using a kinui, what does a kinui mean? It means Kel, Elohim, Tzvokos. It means one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi said kinui means Aleph Dalet. Rabbeinu Hillel said, Lav Dafka, that's the way it is. A name of Hashem. It could be the name of Kael. It could be the name of Elohim. It can be the name of Tzvokos. Abuzot Toys is Veloy Mestaber. It's not Mestaber that way. Dehechi Tesek Adaito L'Shibushe Kro. How could you change the Pasuk? L'meima Yivarechacho Elohim B'mokav Shem Ben Arba Oisius. In the Pasuk it says, Yivarechacho Havaya. So you're going to go change Havaya now to Elohim? That's not something you can do. Isaac Toysfiz, when you say Aleph Dalet, aren't you anyways doing that? No, Elo Bikinu Yeshloimah. Probably what the Mishnah means, what it says, Kinu is what Rashi said. Kikriyosei, the way you're supposed to read the Shem Havaya, which is Ba'aleph Dalet. But the bottom line is, we have a machloikis here between Rabbeinu Hillel Toisvis, as I said before, and Rashi Yoichet, whether when we say the Kayhanim duchen with a kinu, it doesn't mean dafka the shem aleph dalet or lav dafka the shem aleph dalet. It could be the shem kel, it could be the shem elikim, it could be the shem tzvokos, and luchur tzorach beer. We have to be mavair. What exactly is this machloikis rishayim? But I think the pshat is pashat. That is, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Beis Halacha Zayin, is discussing the Megadif. So the Megadif is someone that's mekalo, but we don't say that, is mevorech. Es Hashem. The halacha is that if someone is mevarech es Hashem with any one of the shemes, he's over in Isadai Raisa. However, the noikiv shem Hashem moisumas. If someone is mevorich es Hashem, he's a megadif using the shema mefoirish, then he's chayiv misa. That upgrades this level of megadif to one of the most chomedig averus in the world. Sotur Rambam. Ein hamegadif chayiv skilo ad sheyeforish es Hashem hamiyuchid. The only time a megadif is chayiv skilo is if he's mevorich es Hashem with the shema hamiyuchid. What's the shema hamiyuchid? Shel arba oisias. It's the shem of the four oisias. Shu aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud. V'yivorech oysa b'shem min Hashem Moshe einam nimchakim. Shenema b'noikiv shem Hashem, al Hashem ha-meyuchid chayiv skilo, v'al shara kinuyim b'azor. If someone be mevorech Hashem with one of the other kinuyim, it only be nazor. Zok the Rambam, v'yesh mishem mefarish. There are those that hold she'enei chayiv el al shem yud kei vav kei. That the only time someone is a mevorech Hashem is if he's megadif using the shem yud kei vav kei. V'ani oimer zok the Rambam shal shneim hu nisko. That it's not true. That really, you get skila for both, not only for the shem yud kei vav kei, but for the shem aleph dal nun yud. So again, if someone's mevarchas Hashem, it's an azar. If he's mevarchas Hashem with the shem ha-mefayrish, then he's already chayiv skila. What's the taich of the shem ha-mefayrish? So the Rambam says, yesh mi shem mefayrish, it's the shem yud kei vav kei. Or b'vani oimer zok the Rambam, no, it's not true. It's either the shem yud kei vav kei, or it's the shem aleph dal nun yud. And the emesis, the Rambam's a plea. Because the shem aleph dal nun yud is not the shem ha-mefarish. Everyone knows what the shem ha-mefarish is. The shem ha-mefarish is the shem yud kei vav kei. So what's pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says that if someone is noikiv shem with the shem aleph dal nun yud, he's going to be considered a mevarech es Hashem with the shem ha-mefarish, and he's going to be chayiv skilo. So the Brisker Rav in Sefer in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says pshat in the Rambam nifle. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, V'zeh Zichri Le'dor Dor. Rav Avinu Rami, K'siv Zeh Shmi, K'siv Zeh Zichri. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eibush said, Lo'i K'shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Because the way you're supposed to write the Shem Hashem is not the way you're supposed to pronounce the Shem Hashem. Ani Nikra, Ani Nichtav, B'yud Ke, or B'vinikra B'alef Dalet. The Shem Havaya, you write, Yud Ke Vav Ke, but the way you pronounced the Shem Havaya is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but rather it's Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Said the Brisker Rav, Yesh Lachkar, what's the oimik of this inyan? That loikishani nichtavani nikra. Is the pshat that if you're reading from a Sefer Torah and the Balkoyim, and you come to the Shem Havaya, so even though it says Havaya, but you can't say Havaya, loikishani nichtavani nikra. So instead of saying Havaya, you replace it with something that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseinyan, one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to say shem aleph dalu nun yud. So you're not reading the word, you're not reading the word, it says havaya, and you're saying aleph dalu nun yud. But thus licked in the chiddush, fin loikishani nichtavani nikra, that even though you're supposed to read what is written, over here you don't read what's written, you just come up with the kinui of what's written, and you say aleph dalu nun yud, even though what it says is shem havaya. Oye Shloimeh said the Brisker Rav. Vashteito in the Gemara. From zeh shmi vzeh zichri is ani nichtov biyud kei abav ani nikra aleph dalet. That decree of Havaya is aleph dalet. That says ordinarily, how would you read a word? So when you were once upon a time in Cheder, you had a Rebbe that taught you aleph beis, aleph bina, and you understood that different oisias make certain sounds and different akudas are meant to go a certain way. There's a certain seder akriya, the way you're supposed to read. Dosh teit achidesh, an exception to the rule of the Aleph Bina, and that is that when you see Shem Havaya, you're supposed to read the word. And the way you're supposed to read the word is by saying Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Meaning, the kri of Aleph Dal Nun Yud is that the pshat, I'm reading the word that I see. Oh yeah, Shloim Havaya, I'm not reading the word that I see. The word I see is Havaya. I'm not reading Havaya. I'm not allowed to read Havaya. But rather, what am I doing? What I'm doing is, I'm replacing the word with a kinui that may inyan le inyan, but at the same time, I'm not physically reading the word. So the Brisker Rav said that Yesh Shloim the Rambam held that together of saying Aleph Dal Nun Yud when you see Shem Havaya is not that you're replacing Havaya with another one of the Shemes. What you're doing is you're reading the Shem Havaya. That's not the way the Shem Havaya is supposed to sound. It's halacha psuka that in this inyan, that is the way you're supposed to read this word. If that's the case, what emerges then is that there's two dinim in the shem, aleph dal nun yud. If a person says aleph dal nun yud, it can mean one of two things. It could be he's saying the shem, aleph dal nun yud. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Hashem. Just like Avaya is Hashem, and Kael is Hashem, and Elikim is Hashem, and Tzvakos is Hashem. Or it could be that he's not really saying the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, he's saying the Shem Avaya. What do you mean he didn't say Avaya? No, Kedush Anayin Aleph Amar Aleph. And he nichta be Yud Kei, ve nikra be Aleph Dalet. That is an Inyan, that Aleph Dal Nun Yud is also the Kree of the Shem Avaya. When the Rambam says that if a person would be noitiv Shem Hashem, he'd be Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Aleph Dalet, he's considered that he's Chayiv Skilo because he was just noitiv Hashem with the Shem Amaforish. It's a Peledig Rambam. L'chore in l'cho Peledig Rambam G'doy L'mizu. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is not the Shem Amaforish. There's one Shem Amayuchad. Miyuchad means it's Miyuchad. There's only one. There's one Shem Amayuchad and it's Havayu. So what's Pashup Shan in the Rambam? The Teretz says because the Rambam held that if someone's Mevarchas Hashem with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, lichten them a Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Havayu. I didn't say Havayu. Did say Avaya. He said Avaya through the Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And then the Biskrov went further. The Biskrov said that Yesh Loim, that even the Chokim on the Rambam, even the Chokim on the Rambam, Be'etzim Amoida to the Lomdus, that the way Aleph Dal Nun Yud and Havaya are related is that Adnus is the Kriya of Havaya. If that's the case, how come if someone's Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, it's not considered Mevarchas Hashem? So the Biskrov said, because this Chiddush, that Aleph Dal Nun Yud, he's that Kriya of Havaya, that's only true if there's a din to say Havaya, and I say Adnos. So now it's Chal, this Chiddush, that your Kriya of Adnos was really a Kriya of Havaya. But if somebody in the Veltarai, Cholilo, would say Adnos, what makes that a Kriya of Havaya? Pashtus is Adnos is saying the Shem of Adnos. When there's a din to say Havaya, and you say Adnos, the din to say Havaya is what gives the Kriya of Adnos, a Chshivus of a Kriya of Havaya. But it's only if there's a din. So the Chokim held at the end of the day, it's Nidah, a din in the Parsha Megadav to say Havaya, and because there's no din, therefore it's not going to be considered a Kriya. What did the Rambam hold? Ubuzehu the Chilak HaRambam. The Sfiul, the Kivan, the Havim, Miha, Kriya, Gamble, Inyu, Shem, HaMayuchid, Akem, Gamble, Megadav, Havaza, Bechlam, Mefarish, Hashem, Bechayiv, Ukumosh, and Hisbar. No, at the end of the day, it is a Kriya of Havaya, and because it's a Kriya of Havaya, so therefore it would be included in this Inyan. But the bottom line is, what emerges from the Brisker Rav is a Chakira HaYodua, a Festa Chakira, how to understand the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ksiv Zez Shmi, Viksiv Zez Zichri, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loitishani Nichtavani Nikra, Nichtavani Beyudke, Vinikra, the Aleph Dalet. Is the pshat that when you say Aleph Dalet in lieu of Havaya, you're not saying Havaya, because you can't say Havaya. So there's a din. Instead, say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But you're not saying Vashtet. You're not saying Havaya. Oye Shloima, when you see Havaya and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you are reading the Shem Havaya. Shtet Achidish, that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a Kri for the Shem Havaya. I think it's Poshet, that maybe is the Machloikis here in Toismus and Ar Sugya. There's a nusach that the Kayhanim had to say. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The problem is, you can't say Yudke Vavke. You could say Yivarechecha, you could say v'yishmerecha, but you can't say Havaya. So what are you supposed to do? Zok the Mishnah, you have to say a kinoy. Okay, so what's this inyan now of saying a kinoy? If the geder of saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in lieu of Havaya is the taich that you're reading the Shem Havaya, so then it's poshit that what you should do is you should say Aleph Dal Nun Yud, because you'll be Mekayim the Kais of Archo. You're going to say Yivarechacha, and you're going to say Havaya, and you're going to say V'yishmerecha. I will tell me Yivarecha, I heard V'yishmerecha, I heard. I didn't hear you say Havaya. I did say Havaya. You said Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and Aleph Dal Nun Yud is a Kri of Havaya. Since Zok Tosfos, as Zok Rashi, what's the Kinui? The Kinui is Aleph Dal. Well, I maybe say one of the other Shemus. Anyways, not saying Havaya. No, you are saying Havaya. That's the Brisker of Lomdus. Of course you're saying Havaya. Rabbi Yishmon, Rabbeinu Hillel held like the other side in the Brisker of. Rabbeinu Hillel held that's not the way it works. It's not the pshat that when you come to the word Havaya and you say Aleph Dal Nun Yud, you're reading Havaya. You're not reading Havaya. What you're doing is you're saying Kenish Zogan Havaya, but Mela, I'm going to say Kinui. So Rabbeinu Hillel said a Chiddush. He said, if that's the case, who said you can't say Kael? Who said you can't say Elikim? Who said you can't say Tzvokas? You can ask me a kasha, but in the Torah it says Havaya. What are you supposed to do? You can't say Havaya. You're right, in the Mikdash where you could say Havaya, you could say Havaya. Of Chavish Kem Breira, but the less Breira, so I'm saying a Kinui anyways. But what's the Maila in saying Aleph Dalet versus saying one of the other Shem? So you'll tell me the Maila is, because it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. And I hear, good, but it's not Ma'akif. And at the end of the day, how Rabbeinu Hillel, that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to use one of the other Kinuim, it's also going to be okay. The Machlekes Rabbeinu Hillel And Toisus could be as this Chakira, could be it's the Machloikis in the Rambam, the Tut Stadim here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, could be it's Poshet Glat. That's what's going on over here in this Shaila. But I just want to end with one last Nakuda, and that is, I think, that this Lomdus of the Brisker Rav is Mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. It's in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, it's in Choshen Mishpat, it's in Simen Kuv Tzadik Beis. It's one of the tshuvas that the Chassam Sofer wrote to his grace the Shver, Rav Kiva Eger. And the whole tshuva talks about this Indian of Hoyge Shem Hashem Ba'isi Yosav and the Shem Havaya. And the Chassam Sofer Toich Dvarav, he asks a bombakasha. He asks that the Gemara says, everyone knows this Gemara, in the Sechtes Brachas, Dav Zayin Amad Beis, Omer Rab Yoichan Amishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechai. From the day that David created the world, there was no person that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu came and he called the Eibush to Adon. Shenemar, the Posnik says, and Avram Avinu is the first person that ever referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon. You know, Tidua, that somebody once came to the Vilna Gaon and he told the Vilna Gaon, I want to tell you a Vart. He said, okay. What do you want to say? So he said that in davening, by Shachris, we say Adoin Oilam Asher Molach. So he said he thinks that maybe the reason we say Adoin Oilam by Shachris and not by Mincha and not by Ma'ariv is because the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. Avram Avinu was Mesachin Shachris, and that's why we say Adoin Oilam. And the Vilna Goyim was Mishabeach this Vart, and he was mamish in the spot. The Talmidim said, it's a nice variable, but you're so in the spot. So he said, Valat gezogt emes atayr. And emes atayr, you have to be mishabeach. Doesn't matter how poshid it is, how complicated it is. The bottom line is, he said emes. Emes is emes. But the point is that Avram Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin. So the Chassam Sofer, in his brief, his letter that he wrote to Reb Kiva Eger, he told him, he says, Lefi zeh comes out into Santa Zach. If Avram Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin, does that mean that up until that point, when people would say the Shem Havaya, they would be Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef? Meaning, Adoin was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. He's the first person to use the Shem Aleph Dal and Nun Yod. So when somebody wanted to say Havaya, what did they say? They said Yud Kei Vav Kei? Isn't that what they said? Chassam Sofer says, I find it very hard to believe. It's such a davar chomer ad l'ma'oid. Until Avram Avinu, that's what people used to say. He says, Va'oid, there's a medrash somewhere that says that Adam Arishon says the words Aleph Dal Nun Yud. He said Adnos. So Epista is Omer Dershuni. Zokter Chassam Sofer, Adavar Nifla. He says, the emes is Azai. The emes is that when you talk about the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, the emes is two kavanas. He says, we find the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and we also find the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara says, Zeshmi v'zeh Zichri, ani nichta b'yudke, v'ani nikra b'aleph dalet. That means there's two dinim in the Shem Aleph Dalet. Oh, but the Emes is, the Chassam Sofer says, it makes sense that it should be that way. Because really, there's two b'chinnis of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud that's manifest in the world. Mitzad Echad, the Ebishter, we know, was Bayrei Es Olam. The Ebishter created the world. Mitzad Sheni, the Ebishter is Manig Es Olam. The Ebishter fears the world. Mitzad, the fact that the Ebishter is the Bayrei, he's our Adoin. The creator of a thing is the boss. At the end of the day, if you create something and you own 100% of the shares, so no decision could be made without you if you choose that that's the way things should be. The manik is also an Adoin. Asar, Adnos, Beloshen Choyl is the boss. He's also someone that's an Adoin. Boire gives you a koyach and a license of Adnos, and manik gives you a koyach, it gives you a license of Adnos as well. So the Chassam Sofer says that's the oimik in the Kree of Havaya being Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. He said, what's Havaya? Havaya is Hoya Hoiva V'Yia. Havaya is that the Eibishter predates the world and the Eibishter is Mahava the Bria. And because the Eibishter created the world, because the Eibishter put the world in place, the Eibishter is an Adon. And the Chassam Sofer says, if the Eibishter's relationship to man would be zero, may Asher Bara Es Olam, we would still refer to the Eibishter as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because thus alone that he created the world, that makes him the boss. He owns the company. And as a result, he is Adon. But the Eibishter is also manic. And because of the bechin of manik, that also makes the Eibishter an Adoin. Eibishter's like God from a Sarah to Malach that has that toyer of Adoin based on that inyan. So the Chassam Sofer says that when we say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, this really based Perushim b'mashma. There's a Shem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. There's a Shem Avayi, there's a Shem Kel, Shem Elikim, Shem Tzvokos. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but there's another bechinah. The Kri of Avayi is also Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Oimek is because there's two bechinahs of Adnos. This Adnos mitzad, the fact that David just manik the oilam, and then this Adnos mitzad, the fact that David just boires the oilam. And the Shem of Bria is the Shem of Avaya. That's Mahavas Abriya. And that in and of itself has in it a chelik of Adnos. And that's the oimik, why the Kri of the Shem Avaya could be Aleph Dal and Nun Yud. Zochtich Sam Soifer, that it's poshut to me that the Shem Aleph Dal and Nun Yud was something that was being recited. People were saying Aleph Dal and Nun Yud. People weren't being Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef Ad Shabbat Ram Avinu. If anyone wanted the same Avaya, so they were bound by this Inyan Vashtei Den Agamor and Kedushan Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Aber mi yoyb shnabara a kadosh baruch hu sa'olam lo yoy adam shekar la kadosh baruch hu adain ad shabbat ram avinu av ram avinu was mechadish as it got tzvita din adain that adain is not just a kri of avaya that the Eibush is not only an adain because he was bera sa'olam but the Eibush the is also an Adon because he's Manigas Oilam. And the Chassam Sofer says that was the whole Avraham Avinu. The Chiyesh, right? Is it possible that it could be a Bira without a Manig? Das ist doch der ganze Avraham Avinu. That he was the one that instilled Hashkocha into the Bria. And that's the Oimik of this Gemara in Bracha Zayin Omid Beis. That Avraham Avinu was the one that taught the world that the Eibush didn't just create the world. But there's a Manig Labira, Hashkocha Pratis. The Eibush is the one that fears the world. But these are the two B'chines of Adon. The lashon of the Chassam Sofer is the Doros Harishonim Karu Aleph Dalet Betziruf Havaya. The Doros Harishonim had a Shem Aleph Dalet, but that Shem Aleph Dalet was Betziruf Havaya. It was the Kri of the Havaya. Kemoi Anoichi Hashem Eloi Kecha Sheber Osicha. It was as Asar Geder. Avol Avram Avinu Alav Hashalim Shu Oidia Hashko Chosei Protes Ba'olam. The Karu I refer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a Kel Olam. Al Ken Karu Odin Belitziruf Havaya. Not Odin as a Kri of Havaya, but Odin Farzich. Says the Chassam Sofer, those are the two in Yonim of Adon. But one thing's poshet. Shtei Tod the Brisker Rav Zisoid. Poshet. The lumpness of this machshava is the Brisker Rav. And that is that Adon is not, you can't say Havaya. So because you can't say Havaya, okay, you have to replace Havaya. So what are you going to replace it with? We'll replace it with Aleph Dal. Zok Rabbeinu Hillel. In Tos Zisoid, the Lamed Chesam Adal. Maybe replace it with Tzvokos, maybe Kale, maybe Elikim. Yeah, anyways, replace it. Just replace it. Havada not. Is the Gemara. Piskarov said it like a din. The Chassam Sofer gave it to us with Abyssal Panemius. But the Yisrael Dadover is that Aleph Dal Nudin is a Kri of Avaya. What does it mean it's a Kri of Avaya? Because there's an Adnus that flows from Avaya. From the fact that the Eibush created the world, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Sheber Osicha, that Tzmechayev Adnus, that means the Eibush is the Adon of the Bria. And that is why the Kri of Avaya is Adnus, because Adnus has a Pirush Betzir of Avaya. That's something the world always had. Avraham Avinu was mechadish, this new shame of Adon. But Al Kaponim, Dol Lik Deyesoid in the Chassam Sofer L'Chayra, that Adnos is a Kri of Havaya, that's Pshat in the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that the Rambam says that if someone's Noikiv Shem Hashem with the Shem Adnos, he's Chayv Skila, Pshat in the Rishonim here in Soita, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that even though the Mishnah was very sosom, the Mishnah said, you say a kinoi when you say Birchas Kainah, but the kinoi is Adnos. Why would the kinoi be Adnos? I mean, the Hill didn't think it's Adnos, because at the end of the day, Koy Savar Chas B'nei Yisrael, you can't replace the word Yivarechacha, you can't replace the word V'yishmerecha. What gives you a right to replace the word Havaya? So you can tell me what I mean, you're not saying Havaya, you are saying the name Havaya, because Adnos, although it is a Shem, it's also the Kri of the word Havaya.